Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're coming to you, opening prayer, asking you to turn your minds and your hearts toward the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us another opportunity to call upon your holy name. Oh, Lord, yes. We humble ourselves before you right now, asking you to please incline your ear and hear our prayer right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will bless abundantly, that you will send forth your word, Lord God, that you will minister to every soul, everyone that's under the sound of our voices. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you will please look on us one by one and name by name to bless us, Lord, with the blessing that we stand in need of. Oh, Lord, we are looking unto you and we are depending on you, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. And we ask you right now, Lord, to forgive our shortcomings, forgive our unbelief, Lord, and help us to believe you and trust in you with all of our heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are calling on you because we cannot make it down here on our own. And we need you, Lord, to help us along the way. Yes. We need you, Lord, to bless us, oh God. We need you to open doors that have been shut in our faces. We need you, Lord, to make the way, because sometimes we look around and we cannot see a way. But, Lord, we know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we need you, Lord Jesus, to work it out for us, to fix it for us. Lord, for those who don't know where their money is coming from to pay their bills, we ask you to provide for them. And, Lord, make the way for them, oh God. Lord God, let them know that you will be there for them in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Lord
of Jesus.
God, look on those who are sick. Have mercy on them right now, Lord, and lay your hand on them. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Raise them up, Lord Jesus, and give them a testimony and let them know that you are the true and living God in the name of Jesus. Lord, we will tell of your goodness. Lord, bless us according to your holy will. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. We ask you, Lord, to bless this radio ministry. Lord, we ask that you will bless all those who are listening right now, Lord, with a special blessing today. Father, we ask that your word will have free course, that you will speak to us, and that you will minister to every one of us according to your will. And, Lord, we thank you right now for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for grace. We thank you, Lord, for this great opportunity. We give you praise, and we magnify your holy name. We lift you up, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, ever have your way and let your holy will be done. We thank you for this prayer, Lord, and we're asking that you'll accept our prayer. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. We thank God for prayer. We just thank God for this radio broadcast. You're listening to Pastor Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God. Praise the Lord. We're located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. And we just want to extend a warm welcome to all of our listeners today. And also, for the benefit of those who are tuning in for the very first time, Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, which is the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey, where our president and Northern District Overseer is Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., and our vice president and Southern District Overseer is Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who is also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord for today. This is the Lord's day.
Amen.
And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Because
yes,
the Lord has allowed us to see a day that was not promised unto us. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And it's a blessing indeed to be among the living. Amen. Praise God. To have another chance to do something for the Lord. To have the use and activities of our limbs. Praise the Lord. And even to be able to open our mouths and give glory and honor to the Lord. Praise God. I'm so grateful. Thank God for all things. And at this time, I just want to acknowledge that I also have faithful helpers who have been helping me out. Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. She is of the Headquarters Church in Camden, New Jersey. She's also joining the broadcast. And my daughter, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, down here in Baltimore, Maryland, helping us out. So at this time, we're going to turn it over to Evangelist Khadija.
Praise the Lord.
Care for me, and he cares when I'm stressed. He says, so will he. Yes, I know he cares. Care for me. He cares when I'm in sorrow and my pain. So hard to bear. And he cares about my situation. It's good to know he's always there. When my days are dark and night, I know he'll be there to make it all right. And I know he cares for me. Yes, I know that he cares for me. Yes, he does. And I know he cares for me. Yes, he does. Sometimes up, sometimes I'm down. Sometimes almost level with the ground. But I know he cares for me. Oh, yes, I know that he cares for me. Well, I know he cares for me. Yes, he does. When my friends don't understand, even after I've done the very best I can, I still know. Jesus cares when I'm in sorrow and my pain is so hard to bear.
Jesus cares
about my situation. So good to know he's always there. When my days get dark as night, I know he'll be there and make it all right. I'm glad to know Jesus cares for me.
Oh,
I know that he cares for me, and I'm glad about it. I know he cares for me. When I'm down to my last God, I know he'll step in right on time, because I know that he cares. I know that he cares. Said I'm not worried about one thing, because I know he's my king. And I know that he cares. I know that he cares. I know that he cares for me.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Thank God for
Amen.
The opening scripture is going to be taken from the 144th number of Psalms, beginning with the first verse. That's the 144th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow the heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thy hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivers David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of Apollo, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 144th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 15 verses. And I just thank God for just this radio broadcast. I thank God for everyone who's on it. Thank God for giving out of God, Dennis Amin, Dennis Nebel. I thank God for all of you out there who are listening. I'm grateful just to have an opportunity to say and do anything for the Lord. I know that Jesus cares about his people.
Yes, he does.
We are happy people. He's God.
Amen.
I'm grateful for that. Thank God for everything he's done for me, most of all for converting me, sanctifying me, and giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost. And St. David, I just want to give it into the hands of Evangelist Miguel.
Praise the Lord out there in radio land. I tell you, God is good.
Yes,
and we
he
thank
is.
God for the song and for the prayer and for the reading of the scripture in the Psalms. And I believe the psalmist was talking about that faith and meditation and prayer. And this is what we must do today. We got to keep the faith. We have to meditate on the Lord. And we most certainly have to pray. And I just thank God for that mind that I had. And we want to say to you out there in radio land, turn your listening ear to the word of God. We have a beautiful speaker on today, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. She's doing a great job, and she's made many sacrifices, and I'm glad about that. And the Lord will reward her for the sacrifice that she has made, she and her daughter. And I like to say I praise God for the mercy that he has bestowed upon us and for his healing virtue. I was going through some things myself, but the Lord, body, and now I got a little more strength.
Thank
I feel
you.
A lot better than I was feeling. Thank God for the word and for this broadcast. I tell you, God is moving by his spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
He is moving in a mighty way, and he has strengthened, he has encouraged, and he has increased our faith.
Thank
and
you.
I'm looking forward to the Lord to do even more. Because he's a mighty God, and he can do all things. And the Bible said in Job, he can do everything. And we
Amen.
See them on today. So we thank God for the word of God that was read. And at this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service into the hands of evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture. Thank God
Amen.
For the election. Just thank
yes.
God for Evangelist May and her testimony. And
Praise
I thank
Lord.
The Lord because God truly is doing great and mighty things. And
yes,
it's important for us to understand that the Lord can do everything.
Everything.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So without further ado, I would like to share with you a few verses of scripture. And as I stated before, and I want you to know that I am a Bible preacher. Praise the Lord. I want God's word to speak for itself.
Amen.
I could say of the truth that there are many, many blessings in hearing the word of God.
Amen.
So when we hear, that brings about that faith for
yes,
us
Lord.
To believe God.
Amen.
Because hearing the word of God, the Lord gives us that ear to hear, and the word goes in our ear and takes root in our heart.
Yes.
Thank Jesus. And thereby, we are truly blessed.
Amen.
So at this time, I would like to call your attention to the book of St. John, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 21. And I am reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And today's title is The Lord is My Shepherd. Today's title is The Lord is My Shepherd.
Amen.
And John 10, verse 1 reads, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But
Amen.
He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To
yes.
him the porter openeth, and the mm-hmm. sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers.
Amen.
This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. Cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Yes.
But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these things. And many of them said, he has a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless the reading of his word, St. John, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 21. Praise the Lord. And in this, Jesus begins his parable regarding being the shepherd, the good shepherd.
Amen.
And he had come to his own, but his own did not receive him.
Amen.
There were those who did receive him.
Amen.
And Jesus began to talk about those who enter in into the sheepfold. And if they come up any other way, they're the same as a thief and a robber.
Amen.
And we know that Satan is a thief.
Yes.
He comes to try to head us off and steer us in the wrong direction.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But the Lord, he is the shepherd of the sheep.
Yes.
He truly is that door that we can walk into and find pasture. And one thing I thought about the role of a shepherd. I just want to talk about that just a little bit.
All right.
The shepherd is responsible for caring for and taking care of the flock.
Yes.
The shepherd guides and protects the flock from any threat from wolves
yes.
and other ravenous beasts. The
yes.
shepherd provides for the flock.
Amen.
So overall, the shepherd is everything to the flock, because the flock is completely dependent on the shepherd to look out for it.
Amen.
And so when we come into the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, he teaches us many things about spirituality and about serving him. And one of the things I would like to point out is that being a pastor is likened unto being a shepherd, except that the pastor has to answer to or give account to the chief shepherd,
yes.
Jesus
yes.
Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe somebody must be praying with me.
Yes, Lord.
The pastor is responsible for feeding the flock of God and entreating them in a godly manner.
Amen.
Not spiritually or naturally or verbally abusing them.
Amen.
But entreating them in a gentle way.
Yes.
So we know Jesus, he set forth a beautiful example of what it means to be a good shepherd.
Amen.
There are a lot of people today who are wounded and broken because of their
yes.
current shepherding or lack thereof.
Amen.
And we know that the Lord is going to reward us according to the works that we do.
Yes.
Zechariah 11 and 17 says, woe to the idle shepherd that leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean dried up, and his eye, his right eye, shall be utterly darkened.
Hmm.
And it was shown as a mark of an idle shepherd. So when people see your arm dried up and your eye, my Lord Jesus, they know that you were an idle shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
But being the shepherd that God has called us to be, you don't necessarily have to be a pastor.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, but if you would just take an active role and just do everything that the Lord gives you to do,
yes,
the Lord will surely bless you and advance your ministry in ways that you could never have imagined.
Amen.
Souls will be blessed so greatly.
Yes.
If we do it the way God gives it to us to do.
Amen.
And just to share with you, I've been serving in the role of watch care pastor since 1988. Just a short while.
All right.
And the Lord has shown me many things and given me a little understanding about pastoring.
But
while we're abiding in our calling, commissioned or assigned by the Lord, we often serve in other capacities and ministries that the Lord has not particularly commissioned us to do or assigned to our hands. But many of us are very zealous for the Lord and want to please him. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And I remind you that Ecclesiastes 9 and 10 says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do,
do it
with thy might.
Yes.
There is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. So we all are going to leave here one day.
Yes.
We ought to strive to do everything we can for the Lord. Because when we leave here, we can't complete this work. We can't share any more knowledge. We can't share any more wisdom. So whatever God has given you, just give it freely. Because the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, freely ye have received, freely give. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We being the servants of the Lord Jesus, we have a job to do. We have a great work. And many souls are in dire need of someone coming to minister to them.
Amen.
And I'm reminded of how Jesus, when he saw the multitudes and how they were just scattered abroad, he was moved with compassion because they were just like sheep having no shepherd. No one to guide them, no one to teach them the way, no one there to help them or to pray with them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I believe that our brother Peter, he began to encourage the church in 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4. He said, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who are also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That glory that shall be revealed. He is making known that he is a partaker of it.
Yes.
Why? Because he is walking in the vocation in which he was called.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
be to God. We have to abide in our calling and do what God has commanded.
Amen.
And the second verse says, feed the flock of God which is among you. Thank you, Jesus. Taking the oversight thereof.
Yes.
Not by constraint, but willingly.
Willingly.
Not for filthy lucre. What is filthy lucre? Money.
Yes.
Gifts.
Yes.
All of these things.
Amen.
Worldly possessions.
Yes.
Not for filthy lucre.
Amen.
But of a ready mind.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And so we have been in the ministry for a number of years, and the Lord has blessed us and taught us many things concerning his word. If there's someone that you are in contact with, in communication with, who doesn't have the shepherding that they need, you can help them out. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Feed the flock of God.
Amen.
In continuance of how Brother Peter explains, neither as being lords over God's heritage. Don't try to take over and do it your way, because
Amen.
This is God's heritage.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But being examples to the flock.
Yes.
We have to be an example to the flock of God.
Amen.
And when the chief shepherd shall appear,
yes,
you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Oh,
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That crown of glory that the Lord has laid up for us.
Yes.
So that one day when we see Jesus, glory,
yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah, we can
thank
see him
you
in peace and receive that crown of glory.
Amen.
It is an everlasting crown. That is a crown that does not fade away.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So where we are, many people want to name the Lord as their shepherd.
Yes.
And you certainly can, thank you, Jesus, but you must come in at the door.
Yes.
And I want you to picture this. You're passing by a particular door, and the
mm-hmm
door is open. But above the door, there's an inscription that reads, "All are invited." Hallelujah.
All right.
When people see an invitation, everyone does not walk in the door.
Amen.
They might pass by the door. They might observe the door and see the sign saying, "Welcome, come on in." All are invited. But there
Amen
are those who will accept that invitation and walk inside the door.
Yes.
So imagine you walking in the door and then turning around and looking above the door on the inside, reading an inscription that says, "Chosen." Hallelujah. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Amen.
And those who choose to walk in that door,
yes,
they are chosen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise be to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord, he's everything to me. He is my shepherd.
Yes,
when
he
it comes to attack me, his
Amen
rod and his staff, they comfort me. I know that my shepherd is going to take care of me. And the wolves, and I'll give it in a spiritual sense, there are
yes
wolves in sheep's clothing
yes
who are out to destroy and devour the flock of God.
Amen.
That shepherd that's in charge has to be vigilant and on
Amen
guard to watch over the flock.
Amen.
Make sure that the wolf doesn't get in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a division among the people that Jesus was speaking to. And a lot of times, so many people have so many different philosophies and so many different ways of interpreting the word of God, it
yes
can cause confusion.
Amen.
It can cause division. Praise
yes
the Lord. But Jesus, he will give you clarity. He will give you guidance and lead you in the way that you ought to go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so if you are someone who is being misled, or somebody is creating all kinds of confusions for you, you need to seek the Lord for guidance.
Yes.
And he will show you the way.
Amen.
Nobody has any excuse if they die and their soul is lost.
Amen.
Because everyone has a chance to be saved.
Yes, Lord.
As Jesus said in an earlier in that chapter, whoever entered in the door shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is just come on in. Thank you, Jesus. The door is open for you.
Yes.
The Lord is inviting you to come on in that door.
Amen.
Thank God. I just thank God for his holy word. His word is
yes,
so precious. And we have to be on guard. We have to be vigilant. We have to be watchful. And we
Amen.
Must pray.
Yes.
Because we are in a time where false prophets are out.
Amen.
And a whole lot of different people are getting on the air and on television.
Yes.
And they're leading people astray.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So we have to take an active role and do all we can to get the truth out there. As Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and
yes.
the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Whom the Son has set free, made free, is free indeed. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
You won't be bound up or chained up by a lie.
Amen.
But the Lord, he will loose your shackles. He will loose all of your bonds.
Amen.
You can be walking around and thinking that you know the way.
Amen.
And the Lord will come and show you the way.
Amen.
Amen. So we don't know everything. So we can't depend on our own understanding. We can't
Amen.
Trust our own understanding. But
Amen.
We can trust in the Lord.
Yes.
So we could be on the right track and get off track and
yes.
end up going in a way that's not the right way. Hallelujah. A way
yes.
that seems right. Glory to God. Because there is a way that seemeth right unto a man.
Yes.
But in thereof are the ways
mm-hmm.
of death.
Amen.
Boom. Get off track. Don't get caught out here in a world
Amen.
Of confusion.
Amen.
The Lord will surely give you the truth.
Amen.
Open your ears and hear what thus saith the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It doesn't matter if you've been professing you've been saved for 50 years.
Amen.
You can still be going the wrong direction.
Amen. That's
you
right.
Either. You can still be misguided.
Amen.
Because the enemy is very cunning.
Yes, he is.
And he's very slick.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come with all of his tricks.
Yes.
How does a thief get away with taking the things that he takes?
Yes.
He's very cunning and crafty. And he strikes
Amen.
At a time when you least expect.
Yes.
So you know, if you knew what time the thief was coming, you'd be ready for him.
Amen.
But
right.
you don't know when the thief is going to strike.
Amen.
So it pays to be ready at all times.
Amen.
And guard yourself and your mind from
mm-hmm.
all of these things that are false.
Yes.
A lot of falsehood out there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every person that get up and say, God, call me to be this and be that, is not the truth.
All right. Amen.
So be watchful. Be very watchful.
Amen.
Pay attention. Amen.
Yes.
Get the scripture and see if they line up with the word.
Amen.
If don't line up, You need to seek the Lord and ask the Lord to show you where you should go for the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. I just thank the Lord for his precious word. And at this time, there may be someone out there who has been wounded and feeling low, feeling down. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And just need to be lifted.
Yes.
Just need to be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Just need a little more strength.
Yes.
Carry on. Praise be to God. Those, there are some who right now want to repent and just give their life to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If that's you, you should turn your mind right now toward God and turn your heart to him and ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. Be sorry for every wrong thing you've done. I mean,
yes.
Be godly sorry to the point you never want to do this anymore.
Amen.
Just have a repentant heart. Let your heart be broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord will have mercy on you.
Yes.
And he will save you. You can be saved today.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to pray a special prayer.
Yes.
Right now for you.
Praise
Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you humbling ourselves before you, asking you, Lord, of this special favor that you will look down on every listener who has repented in their heart and asked for forgiveness.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that you will be compassionate toward them and forgive their sins and take their sins away, my God. Cover them under your blood, Lord. Wash them and clean them up on the inside and fill them with your spirit. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
save
of Jesus.
The Lord to the utmost and fill them with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. Lord, have your way.
Have
take
your
control
way.
Right now in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, on the behalf of those who have made known their petitions.
Yes, Lord.
You
yes.
know what they are, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
and we're
Lord.
Asking you to grant each and every one according to your will.
Yes,
we're
Lord.
We're touching and agreeing on the same things, and we believe you right now, and we're taking you at your word.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name, and we praise you, Lord. For
yes,
those who are going through unimaginable pain, Lord Jesus. Those who have suffered loss of a loved one or a close relative. Oh,
yes.
my God, or acquaintance. We ask you right now to comfort and console them, Lord. To be close to them, Lord Jesus. And to let them know that you're there to help them in this difficult time. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, have mercy, Lord.
Mercy,
have
Jesus.
Mercy, Lord Jesus.
Mercy,
we
Lord.
Pray for mercy and
yes,
we pray
Lord.
For grace. Lord, and we believe you and we're taking you at your word. And we count it as done and we thank you, Lord. We
yes,
bless
Lord.
Your holy
you.
Name.
Yes, Lord. Lord.
We thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
we thank
Lord.
You, Lord. For being
thank
our
you,
shepherd. We know, Lord, you are a good shepherd to us.
Yes, Lord
and
Jesus.
You take good care of us. And we thank you. We bless your
thank
holy
you.
Name. Lord,
bless
we ask
you.
All of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
And now we're going to have remarks and exhortations, however the Lord leads, from Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming
thank
through
you.
Pastor Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I tell you, that's right on target. The Lord knows. He knows all things. He knows what the people, what the flock is going through. And as he stated in his word, he said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
He said, I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
You know, you have many shepherds out there, but
mm-hmm.
they're not leading the flock. And
no.
they are not feeding the flock.
Amen.
They are feeding the flock.
My God.
My God. And they are leading the flock astray. And you'll find that in Jeremiah 50:6. And also in Ezekiel, the Lord began to speak to Ezekiel. And he began to give his word to Ezekiel. And he told him, son of man, he said, prophesy against the shepherd. He said, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherd. He said, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock?
Amen.
I tell you, many of them are feeding themselves. They're not feeding the flock. They're not leading the flock. They are not caring for the flock. They are not healing the flock. They are not clothing the flock. The Bible said the disease had not they strengthened. They didn't strengthen them. Neither have they healed that which was sick. Neither had they bound up that which was broken.
My God.
Neither have they again driven that away. It says neither have you sought that which was lost. Those who were lost, they didn't even go after them. They didn't let them go astray. But
Jesus.
My God, he's going to pay one day.
Yeah.
In that day, you're going to have to tell God about it. When it's time to present the people before the Lord, hallelujah, you're going to have to let them know, let God know, hallelujah, that you didn't feed them, you didn't strengthen them, you didn't heal them. And you won't be able to stand before God and tell a lie.
Come on.
But it's going to come up again, and you're going to have to tell God all about it.
Yes.
Talking about that good shepherd. Jesus is that good shepherd. When the sheep went astray, Jesus went after the sheep.
Yes,
he went after the lost sheep and had mercy on them. And I thank God today I was one of those lost sheep, and that God had mercy on me and drew me into the flock.
Thank you. I'm glad
about it. Beautiful message preached by Evangelist Amin. I want to say that keep preaching the word of God. Continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the word coming through Evangelist Amin. It was a truly beautiful message talking about the Lord is our shepherd. And as you begin to read and speak about the distinction between the hireling and the shepherd, how the hireling, he sees the wolf coming.
Yeah.
He doesn't even warn the sheep. But he just leaves the sheep, and the wolf catches the sheep. And that shepherd, he stays there. He will give his life for the sheep.
Yes.
That's the difference between the shepherd and the hireling. And truly, God, Jesus, he is that shepherd, because that's exactly what he did. He laid down his life for the sheep. And I'm so grateful that he is. And it was a very beautifully inspiring message, and I also thank God for that prayer, and thank God for the Evangelist Maybell. Truly, I would be afraid not to feed the flock of God, but to feed ourselves. Because like she said, we have to answer to God for the things we've done and treated his people. That God is good, and he's our shepherd, and we don't have to want for anything, because he's in control. He owns the cattle upon a thousand hills. They're his.
Amen.
To us. And I'm so grateful for that. I thank God also, again, for this radio ministry. Amen.
Amen.
And keep on preaching the word of God. Keep on letting the Lord have his way.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the remarks, for the exhortations, the encouragement. Just thank God, because God is doing great and mighty things, and I'm so grateful. Praise the Lord, and I'm reminded of how the 23rd number of Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen.
We don't have to want for anything.
Amen.
Because shepherd is truly going to look out for the flock.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. We just thank God for all of our listeners today. Praise
thank
the Lord.
You.
And thank you for joining us once again and for your prayers and your support, for your love.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We just thank God for each one of you. And in the way of announcements, I would like to make mention that we are on broadcast Friday evenings at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. And if anyone desires to reach out to us by email, you can reach us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, that is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Amen. Prayer works 100% of the time.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And also, if you would like to call and leave a prayer request on voicemail, you can call 410-209-7503. Again, that number is 410-209-7503. And you are welcome to reach out to us if you would like to just say be encouraged, or you just want to send a request for prayer or add someone to our prayer list, or however you would like to reach out to us, you are certainly welcome to do so. Praise the Lord. And I believe that's all. Anyone have any other things that I might have overlooked or forgotten? Angelus. All right. All right, then. So we're going to be favored with another selection by Evangelist Khadijah.
Praise the Lord.
Have you on my feet? Why are you following me? Say that I am your shepherd. Why are you following me? When my sheep hear my voice, they come running to me, running to me. And you say that I am your shepherd. Why aren't you following me? I told my sheep to visit the sick and to take the stranger in. And see someone to make it to go to cover their skin. And you say that I am your shepherd. Why aren't you following me? Say that you are my sheep. Why aren't you following me? Say that I am your shepherd. Why aren't you following me? My sheep hear my voice, they come running to me, running to me. And you say that I am your shepherd. Why aren't you following me?
Why aren't you following me?
I told my sheep to love one another, even your enemies too.
Mm-hmm.
And you have love for only those for you, and you say that I am your shepherd. Why aren't you following me?
Amen.
Say that
you are
my sheep.
Yes, Lord.
Why aren't you following me?
Why aren't you following me?
my voice, they come running to me.
They come running to me.
And you say that I am your shepherd. Why aren't you following me?
Why aren't you following me? Man, praise the Lord. You say, I am shepherd. Why aren't you following me? Praise God. Once again, we just thank God for this beautiful ministry and how the Lord just keeps on proving himself and keeps on blessing. And we just thank you once again for all of your prayers and for your support. And we invite you to tune in again with us on Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if it be the Lord's will. And so this concludes the radio broadcast for this afternoon. God bless you. We love you, and we are praying for you. We thank God for each one of you. Be encouraged and keep the faith. Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
No.